This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A former policeman burst into a daycare center in northeastern Thailand, killing dozens of people, mostly children, in the deadliest rampage in that nation's history. AP correspondent Karen Chavez has the story.
The attacker killed at least 24 children, most of them preschoolers, and several teachers as he continued to fire on people as he fled the scene. When he returned home, he killed his wife and his own child before killing himself. In a nearby hospital, people queued to give blood. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha told reporters he was shocked by the ex-officer's actions. "This shouldn't happen. I feel deep sadness towards the victims and their relatives." Hours after the shooting, a stream of emergency workers emerged from the daycare, each of them carrying white coffins. Authorities say the assailant was fired from the force earlier this year because of a drug offense. I'm Karen Chamas.
Sweden's domestic security agency said Thursday that its initial investigation into explosions last week along two Russian natural gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea have strengthened the suspicions of serious sabotage as the cause. Separately, a Swedish prosecutor said that seizures have been made at the crime scene and these will now be investigated. He did not identify the seized evidence. Neither of the underwater Russia to Germany Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 pipelines had been in use at the time of the blasts, but for days sent methane from the pipes bubbling to the surface off the coast of Sweden and Denmark. Some Scandinavian officials have speculated that Russia detonated the pipeline explosions as a way to punish Western allies for their support of Ukraine.